The filing of nominations for the NDC presidential and parliamentary primaries has ended in all the regions except Ashanti, where it has been extended for 1 week because of the need to conclude biometric registration. We go over to our regional correspondents to give us details on those who have filed. But first, to the central region, where we have Kingsley Nanabuodo. Kingsley, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my brother.
Right, so what can you tell us about the close of nominations?
Yeah, rightly, it has ended almost all the parts of the region, and I must say that it's been quite interesting in the region, although we have not been given the official document indicating the number of people who have so far submitted their submission form. I can confidently say that most of the NMDCs in the region have put forms to contest, and many have gone ahead to submit them. I can also say that apart from about four of the members of parliament who decided not to contest again, almost all the incumbent members of parliament in the region are contesting. And I can say those who are not contesting include our regional minister, Akwena Tewiakwansa, who is supposed to be to have contested as an infantryman, and the Cape Coast North, that's a bit that we do, we also decided not to go, and that we have Gombia East, Oxford Payne, also decided not to go. So that is what is going on here. Some former MPs, DCs, have also joined. Some of the MMDCs who are contesting, including Emilia Ankuma of Upper Dinsa East. We have, when you go to Afin South, we have DC there, with Nana Kwabena Anofa, is being contested by the former DC, Sabina Apia Kubi. And when you go to the Uchi Senior East, we have Dr. Adams Moon, who is the MCU there, and he's also being contested by four others. AAK, a similar situation there. When you go to Gomua West, DC, Chiofuya Sedimensa, is also contesting the incumbent and two others. Upper Densa West, Ambush Amwa Ishia, is the DC there, and being contested by two others. In Santaman, we have the MCU, Henry Kweku Vetson, who have picked the nomination form and submitted them today, and is being contested by the chairman of the constituency, James Eshon, and one other person. Then this afternoon at KBGA, former President John Atameos' younger brother, Samuel Kweku Atameos, submitted his form just this afternoon to contest two others for the sixth day. So basically, it's been all most of the places, four people contesting, five people contesting, but the majority of them has to do with maybe former GCEs and even some of the GCEs and MCEs themselves contesting. And when it comes to Cape Coast North, for instance, we have Kobe Tampon, we have the former GCE, MCE, that is Anthony Egi, okay, and we have Walker, Charles Walker, and we have Alabo, and so on and so forth. So it's been
Right. So is it a matter of the old and experienced hands leaving the seat? Because you've just told us that Central Regional Minister Aquinas Kwansa and Ms. Abatunu Drew are not contesting any longer. But apart from that, how do you measure the level of enthusiasm?
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. Maybe perhaps they've been staging their grounds, and perhaps, according to the minister, that's Aquinas, he was like, he had promised the president to ensure that he sweep most of the seats in the region. And for that matter, he wants to stay back and to be able to monitor and do the background work for most of them to get the nod. After Honorable Batsumobo, he had said it earlier that he will not contest again this time around. So that's it. But when you go to the Kunfu, for instance, Honorable Rasta, Kuntu Branson, he was a former MP there, but he has come back to contest the current, that is the incumbent MP. So it's been quite interesting, and the inferior around it is something else. For Infantryman there, for instance, we were expecting a big Kweku Santana and Kweku Hefron. So Kweku Hefron initially hinted that if the member of parliament that is Akwenasega is not going, he will also not go. So they were working for Abeku Santana. But interestingly, Abeku Santana is missing in the action that Kukunofon has rather gone to pick contesting the chairman of the constituency. So we are just waiting to see how it will all turn out. But officially, the document, according to the electoral director at the regional office, we've been pursuing him, and he tells us that we should wait for tomorrow so he can give us official
right
as to the number.
So let's see how it turns out, as you've just just said, we definitely will get back to you for details later on. That was our central regional correspondent, Kingsley Nanabuodu.
Earlier, a vice chairman of the NDC, Samuel Fosuampofu, said the final day for the filing of nominations had gone well in all nine regions, except in the Ashanti region, where it has been extended because of the need to conclude biometric registration. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Fosuampofu said vetting of nominees will begin next week.
We are monitoring in other regions. People started filing from yesterday, and today the exercise continues. It is by the close of day that we'll be able to gather the statistics as to how many people have filed in which constituency in the region, so we can aggregate them and then be able to put out the figure.
But what will be your preliminary observations looking at what you have gathered from the regions and districts so far? Has it gone well?
I think that the exercise is being hugely patronized. I believe that the general secretary in the Ashanti region and in the Ashanti region doing the biometric registration, we gave them some extension of period. And so I think the general secretary is there and understand is giving some extension for 1 week to the exercise in the Ashanti region. I'm yet to get a confirmation, but that is the information available now, that maybe the exercise will not end in Ashanti region today. Like all the other nine regions, the exercise will end.
How about in the hotspots where some junior officers are challenging veterans in parliament?
Well, after the final confirmation, we will go through a vetting process. The guideline has been clearly spelled out as to who qualifies to contest. And so, I mean, during the vetting, we rigidly enforce the guidelines of the party. And we have created a level playing field, so I believe that at the end of the day, the better people, the best will represent the various constituencies after it's been cleared. We know that we have expanded the days of our electoral college. We are now using virtually every cadre member of the party in good standing will be participating in the voting process. So there will be a lot of transparency. There will be increased participation of party people at the various constituencies. And so obviously I think that the best candidates will be selected.
What did you say is happening in the Ashanti region for which reason the filing of nomination time would have to be extended?
I'm saying that in the Ashanti region, we extended the period for the you know, biometric registration exercise because there are a few challenges there. The general secretary was there yesterday to assess the extent of the exercise, because that is the basis upon which we are going to conduct the parliamentary primary, and I believe that that factor